Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Your smart speakers, download the podcast. You heard Steph Curry on 95.7 The Game. We're going to get into the Warriors, Steph Curry, etc. Like, what does it mean for the NBA? In 10 minutes with Big Perk, Kendrick Perkins. Key, you should... Always love coming to Stevie. We play some Stevie on this show.
Play a lot of Stevie on this show.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
He was my favorite when I was a kid, and everyone's into, like, you know, hip. I was into hip-hop, too, but, like, you know, pop music was – Madonna would come out. I like Madonna, too, but I used to go to Tower Records and go get those old Motown records for, like, $6 a pop.
People often say when I wear shades and I smile that I look like Stevie Wonder. I'm gonna wear it next time so you guys can tell me.
Have you ever heard? I know you probably have, Max. You ever heard the Stevie Wonder? Everybody's wondering whether or not he's legitimately blind because of the microphone falling and him grabbing it right before it fell.
Yo, I had a friend, PS41, when I was a kid, whose godfather was Stevie Wonder. Right, his family was in music and stuff. And I remember he had a birthday party at one of Stevie's. Like Stevie had a brownstone. Upper West Side, I think it was. Stevie Wonder had a color TV. That's all I'm going to tell you. I was inside the house. It was a color TV.
Jay, it's the craziest thing. So one of the guy that I use to buy all my cars, right? He's a broker. I've been using him since I got drafted. One of my closest friends. He also is a broker to many other people, including Stevie Wonder. No, don't laugh. Including Stevie Wonder and all of his friends. So he would take and go to, like, Santa Monica Airport, which is not crowded. He would, and they swear hangars, and they use the whole deal, whatever, for cars. And they would line up several expensive trucks and cars and sedans and whatnot. And Stevie Wonder would test, I know it sounds crazy, would test, and I'm not making this up because it'll go viral on the internet. It test drive at the airport. Because he likes the touch and the feel of the vehicle in the interior, that tells him if he likes the car to be driven in or not. And it's just, I'm just telling you, he used to come to Rain. He used to come to my restaurant in Beverly Hills and order food with his crew. And you would wonder all the time. It's like, I
don't
taste
have Braille menu. Why is he able to read the menu?
How does test drive and Stevie Wonder go in the same sentence?
Hey, man. Have you seen that video, what I'm talking about, when he was in concert?
No.
In the microphone. Google it, Jay. You know you're quick to Google. Just Google microphone falls, Stevie Wonder picks up, blah, blah, blah. You'll see it. It's the most – it was crazy. It was falling down. He literally – grabbed it out of midair before it hit the ground.
Stevie's so great. I remember, you know, everyone talks about Motown 25 because it's when Michael Jackson did the moonwalk and everything just took off from there. Like, the world
Motown
changed, right?
25.
I remember watching that live. Stevie was who I was waiting for. They were teasing Stevie at the commercial breaks. Everything. Oh, Stevie Wonder's coming up. And then Michael Jackson was, like, in between. But I remember waiting for Stevie Wonder. I was such a big fan. All right, listen. Key had a flat tire this morning.
Jeez. Oh, my goodness. I just watched the video. How did you do that?
Reflexes.
Have you seen? No. What?
Let me see. Show me the video. Reflexes. Show me the video,
reflexes,
Jay.
Reflexes from where? What are you talking about? How are you supposed to have
I'll
reflexes?
I'll describe what I'm
know?
Seeing right here on the radio. Let's see.
Yeah, I play again. There we go. See.
I didn't
Paul
mean
McCartney
to take
comes
y'all
out.
Okay, Paul McCartney.
Side drops. Got it. Grabbed it.
I mean, he just... Yeah.
He grabbed it out of thin
air. He did it with
what
feel. He has the force, man. Stevie Wonder has the force. He's a Jedi.
He has the force.
Jay.
He has the Yoda force. I am.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
That video is hilarious. Well, yeah, flat tire.
Is Stevie Wonder an elite athlete?
I mean, from that video, I could tell about as much as a golfer, to tell you the truth. All right, listen. Key had a flat tire this morning and had to race to get to the show and everything. Key, I was stuck in traffic yesterday, and you know how it is in New York. You were talking about it the other day.
Yeah,
I'm in Manhattan, and I take a turn to cook. But if you hit, it's just like in LA. If you have north south traffic getting on to say the 405, right?
Yes.
Then it's hard to cross east west. It creates a barrier going north south where you can't. If you're trying to get from west of the 405 to east of the 405 in rush hour, forget it, because everyone's getting on the highway. Right. Same thing in New York. Everyone's going through the bridges and tunnels and stuff like that. So all of a sudden, you take a turn, and you want to cross the street. But because of tunnel traffic, they put up cones and stuff.
God, it's the worst!
It's the worst. And here's the difference between New York and L.A., Key. I lived in L.A. for 6 years. In L.A., there's always a little way around it.
Yeah, for sure. I can navigate you. I can navigate you. You can call me, Max, and you could be stuck in traffic, and I can get you where you need to go on back surface street.
Right. You take Sepulveda, and then you take this little turn right before, right.
Absolutely. 100%. No question.
Because L.A., you spend more time in your car because it's so spread out. You got to be in the car.
If you're
in Manhattan rush hour traffic, Manhattan now, forget about there's no way around anything.
No secrets, no nothing. I hate it. I hate to be that guy, and people in New York obviously think that I hate New York, but I actually love New York. But I hate some things about it because of things like you just said, the traffic. And I don't know if you were on the show with us already last year, Jay, but you Max, you may have been. But remember when I was trying to get to the over the Brooklyn Bridge and it was a marathon?
Forget it.
And I was coming out of the tunnel. I was coming out of the Holland Tunnel. We were coming from Jersey. First of all, it took me forever to get through the tunnel. So I get through the tunnel, right, Max? Now they get me all the way up. They let me go, navigate me all the way around to get within a block of the
bridge. Half hour, I bet, right?
No, to get to the bridge. I was there.
Right. And now just to get on.
Getting ready to get on.
Yeah, half hour.
Man, they detoured me after they let me get to the bridge.
Right.
Then they detoured me back to the West Side Highway, all the way up damn near the Central Park, wrapped all the way back around to get back into the same spot to get back onto the bridge to go back into Brooklyn.
It's nuts.
It took me another damn hour. I was so pissed off.
You know what it is, Jay? There's no warning. All of a sudden, cones are up. No one tells you.
Here's the key about New York, though. You can, like, there are times where I've gone backwards to loop around the city to come back. As long as you feel like you're moving, you feel like you're making progress.
Ain't that the truth
even if it's
in
the
traffic generally?
Direction. But especially in New York,
as long as I'm moving, that's the main thing.
I feel like it could take
me the same amount of time, but I got to be moving, man.
Exactly.
Or it's
if
a
I'm
killer.
Still, like that's my thing about LA, though. When you're sitting on the 405, you're gridlock. You are not moving.
You can get off the 405.
I can jump off the 405. For instance, I can go down Sepulveda, hit to Mulholland, go down Mulholland, take cold water.
Mulholland.
Mulholland. You want me to use the King's English? Mulholland. There you go.
I was thinking Mulholland. You mean
but
up on the top of the hill?
I can get off, go down cold water. I can go down cold water and get to Sunset. I can go back around Sunset, down PCH, through Malibu, come back around. There's so many
ways
I can
do it. Always a side street.
Traffic is bad in New York City.
No, it's different.
So bad.
It's actually worse in New York. All right, speaking of going across New York, listen to this. Jeff Passan was on this show earlier, ESPN senior MLB insider, of course, earlier on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Listen to what he said could happen. It would be the first time ever that I can think of that this would ever have happened. Listen to this.
Listen, Aaron Judge is going to want $30-plus million a year, and he's going to want it over the long term. Are the New York Yankees going to give that to him? It depends just how long he wants it. The reality is that they need Aaron Judge sticking around. And they need to do something to get Aaron Judge under contract, because if he hits the open market, crosstown, let me tell you, they could use a power-hitting outfielder. Steve Cohen is obviously willing to pay a lot of money, and the idea of Aaron Judge showing up in a New York Mets uniform instead of Yankee pinstripes would be absolutely devastating to the Yankees.
I wonder if that's a real threat, though.
I think it is, Key. Here's the thing. Usually, when you want to sign a position player to a long-term deal, you want a broad set of skills, right? Not just being a power hitter, because if that goes, what does he have? Now, Judge got speed. He hits for average. He can make contact. He strikes out a lot because he goes for home runs, but he can take the ball the other way, all that stuff, line drives. He can run the bases. He's smart. He throws to the right base, all that stuff. Great arm, the whole thing. But he's almost 30. He's 29. And a lot of that broad base of skills is not that he's so fast twitchy, it's that he's a giant.
right? So when he takes a stride, it's a long stride.
Yeah, but he covers ground.
He does, but how's that going to age? I don't know.
Well, but you know, okay, so what a lot of people get spooked about in the longer-term deals for guys like this with this type of skill set is they start to look at the Albert Pujols deal, and they start to look at that. Albert Pujols was a little bit older when he signed the long-term extension with the Angels. What I would say is he can always move. What I would do is give him not what he wants, but give him what works. And then I can always move him into the DH role if need be at some point in time later because of the power that he has.
All it feels is like Steve Cohen has the deep pockets because he's what the Steinbrenners used to be. Like, my thing is if just the threat, just the fact that Jeff Passan would come out nationally and say, hey, the thought of it, like, makes it legit to me. And if you're a New York Yankee fan, there's no way you can let Aaron Judge go.
It's never really gone either way. Mets, Yankees, Yankees, Mets. Like, Doc Gooden and Darryl Strawberry were not in their primes when they were on the Yankees. They were coming back from a bunch of issues, including drug issues, all kinds of stuff, right? When they were part of championship Yankees teams, Doc was a back end of the rotation guy. Strawberry was a DH kind of guy.
But he was good. They were good.
Yeah,
good,
but
good players.
I'm just saying, it wasn't Doc Gooden in 85. It wasn't Darryl Strawberry in 88, something like that. Okay. I can't think of any Yankees that have gone to the Mets or Mets who have gone to the Yankees. Either way, Curtis Granderson, Evan got in my ear, someone brought up Curtis Granderson, power-hitting outfielder the Yankees traded for with Detroit because he had a down season in Detroit, hit a lot of home runs with the Yankees, went to the Mets, and he was a star player in certain years and a very good player, but not an Aaron Judge-level superstar. He just wasn't. I'm trying to think of who else. Dellin Betances was a great Yankee relief pitcher. But he had already given them those seasons. They didn't want to pay him. They had other free agents to sign. And going to the Mets was kind of like a way to keep him in New York. I can't think of the Mets.
Yogi's last season with the Mets. Like,
well, he was a manager.
Example. No, he also played his last season.
Okay,
Yogi
but
who?
Yogi Berra.
Oh, man, I wasn't
he
born.
He managed the Yankees in 64, then played for the Mets again in 65.
But Yogi Berra, by the way, is basically Bill Russell or Tom Brady. Like, people, you know, put up the numbers, but it wasn't about the numbers. He was a 10-time World Series champion, cleanup hitter, and catcher. You know, like, he has all the rings the way Brady and Bill Russell do.
Hey, Max, I wasn't born there, man.
Yeah.
wasn't
born.
We
weren't born with Bill Russell either, though.
I'm just saying. He's like, Yogi. I'm like, Yogi who? Even though
Bear,
I know
Yogi Bear.
Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, tune into baseball's opening weekend. I'm kind of glad it got postponed today. It was raining yesterday, and I can watch the game today. The Yankees host the Red Sox. Coverage on Sunday Night Baseball begins 6 p.m. Eastern. Guys, you didn't have to have this. There was going to be a strike. There was going to be a lockout. There was going to be no baseball. And if there was, it was going to be a shortened season, right? No, we got full season of baseball. Yankees, Red Sox, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and at 7 p.m. on ESPN.
Do you think it would be the same kind of anger vitriol if LeBron left the Lakers to go to Golden State?
No.
What?
Because he's older.
If that hypothetically were to happen, you're telling me that wouldn't be the biggest deal in probably NBA history?
We got Big Perk with us now. Kendrick Perkins, ESPN NBA analyst. What's up, Perk?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Perk alert, lurk, lurk.
What up, Perk?
Perk, we just been chopping it up the last couple days because LeBron talks about he wants to play with Steph Curry. Steph kind of threw cold water on it, a wet blanket on it, right? That's good, you know. But if, let's say, just indulge us, LeBron left the Lakers to go play with Steph Curry and the Warriors. Doesn't have to be this year, right? At some point. Would that be received with the same kind of reaction, the same kind of almost violent reaction as Kevin Durant going to Golden State to play with Steph a couple years ago?
It would be worse.
Thank you, Perk. Thank you.
It would be worse for the simple fact that LeBron James is sitting at a different dinner table than everyone else. And when I say that, like, we got to understand, he's sitting down having those fillets and you know, that grilled asparagus with that, you know what I mean, with that mac and cheese with the lobster in it, and with Jordan Magic and Bird at that table and Kobe. Like, you can't do that. Like, you can't switch teams and like, no, that would take a serious hit on LeBron's legacy. It would not be great for him. It would be a bad, bad look. It would be definitely worse, especially at this stage of his career. Like, in my opinion, if LeBron James was to leave the Lakers, the only team that he could go back to is the Cleveland, and that's just to retire them. I mean, I think he has to finish it out there. I know he said he want to play with Bronny. You know, that's just speaking down the road. You know, if he gets drafted, I think he will, you know, when the time comes. But to try to go to Golden State after Kevin Durant and been there, after all those finals matchups and wars that they had and things of that nature, he can't do that. It would make him look horrible.
Perk, especially, I was trying to tell Max and Key because they kept referencing his age. Like, oh, he's 37. He's towards the end. I'm like, no, he's not towards the end. This dude is averaging 30. Like, his name is part of the MVP conversation. Mm-hmm. And you can't go to the guy that in an interview is like, nah, we good. I'm not living in a hypothetical world. Like, you and I battle for the legacy of LeBron James in the GOAT conversation. It feels like every day. He sneezes one time. People are using that to diminish him being one of the greatest of all times. If you were to leave the Lakers now, after the way you guys finished 17 games under 500.
What if it wasn't now?
It would
what if
destroy
it's in a year?
Him.
In a year from
it
now.
It would destroy him.
No, he can't do it, period.
Perk, let
he
me.
He cannot do it.
Perk, let me make the counter argument. I'd like you to respond to it, okay? It would not be received well. Let's get that out of the way. But what has been acceptable and, you know, has changed? First, LeBron changed it with a big three in Miami. Then KD expanded that when he was in his prime, Perk, in his prime, joined a 73-win team. Now that team can't lose, right? To me, while this would be received in a similar sort of way in certain respects, It's a 37-year-old LeBron who's still great, might still be the best player in the world. He's in the conversation, but he's not what he was 5 years ago. Like, he's not quite in his prime anymore. A 37-year-old or 38-year-old LeBron toward the end going to play with Steph is not going to get the same reaction that KD in his prime got to join a 73-win team, Perk. How?
Max, I keep telling you, because he's sitting at a different dinner table. Mm. Like, just think, when he went and joined forces with D. Wade and Chris Bosh down in Miami, he wasn't considered in the GOAT conversation then, but now he is. When you're considered the greatest to ever do it, I don't care what age you are, especially like Jay Will said, he's still playing at an extremely high level, and he's going to play like that until he retires, in my opinion. He's just different. But you cannot, I'm telling you, LeBron James cannot. If he, let's just, you know, think outside the box. If he do decide to go to Golden State and play alongside Steph Curry, I'll tell you one thing, I will be one of those guys to actually jump off the boat and jump off the ship with my life jacket and say, you know what, I'm not standing behind him no more in the GOAT conversation.
Let me ask you this, though, Perk. Why would that be such a problem if he made that decision? I understand he at the table. He's one of the GOATs. I get all that. It ain't but a handful. But why would that be a problem if he decided he wanted to go play in Golden State and Steph Curry opened the door and allowed him to do it because it's Steph Curry's team? Why would that be a problem? Is it that he would be chasing Michael Jordan and get more rings?
No, because, Key, it's about the history. It's the history of what Golden State and him, what, like, between LeBron James and Golden State and Steph Curry and Golden State, it's the history. And to me, it would be almost him mimicking KD path. Like, that's not a journey that you want to do. And, like, look, here's the thing. LeBron James don't have a damn thing to prove to no one else, right? Like, to me, I mean, the last thing for him, which is the icing on the cake, is when he passed up Kareem, which we all figure he'll do next year or whenever the case may be, but he's going to do it at some point, okay? Mm-hmm. But, look, it's the history and the story, and you cannot do that. I'm sorry, Key. Like, he cannot do that. And not look, I'm telling you now, think about this for a second. Two of our colleagues, right, and Stephen A. and Jalen Rose, was on the countdown the other night, and they could not wait to say, I don't want to hear no more about the GOAT conversation because of the position that the Lakers are in right now. Do we realize that LeBron James is eligible for his pension? That's how old he is. And the fact that they're holding him accountable and saying that we can't even talk about him for us with the GOAT conversation right now, people cannot wait for that. And I'm telling you, I will be the first. I will be the first one to jump off the boat if he was to go down to Golden State with the history that they have and go team up with Steph Curry to try to win more championships.
You know what?
He cannot do that.
You know what, Perk? I was on the other side a day or two or whenever it was we was having this conversation. I think I'm with you now. Listening to you, I think you make the most sense. You make more sense than what Jay was talking about, for sure.
Sorry, Jay. It's the same thing. We're saying the same thing.
Jay, sorry. It just sounds different coming from Perk. And I don't know why. It just – Perk, you know, the fact that Perk said he's in the water with the life jacket on, it made it sound different to me. It convinced me. Great job there, Perk.
Well, I mean
– I'm with you, Perk.
You know what, Perk? No, you know what did it? You know what did it, Jay? Let me tell you what did it. Perk said – he would jump off.
Yeah,
you never said you would. You would say
that's what it was.
You know, guys like Max and Kiwi or whoever would use it as fodder. But
look, you guys can try to twist the argument as much as you want.
That's right, we can.
No, I'm not twisting it.
The fact is, now I got Key on my side with Perk.
Yes,
and we're still waiting for you, Max. You still got your life jacket on?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not. I'm
you know, you know what, Perk?
I'm good.
They
I'm
talk
okay.
about Jordan
okay
like
myself.
Jordan never missed the playoffs. He did with the Wizards when he was a little bit.
But actually,
you know what I mean? Like, actually, so
put it in
actually,
perspective.
Actually,
he did with the playoffs.
In
he
the
did
10
with the Wizards.
Games before when he joined the Wizards, they were 19-63 the year before. They were on pace to win 50. He was averaging about 36-6 or 36-7, something like that. Then he tore his meniscus and was never the same, by the way.
So he missed
like,
the
let's
playoffs.
Let's not get it. He was 39 years old.
So he missed
old.
The playoffs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't
he
care
was
about
39
down,
years
man.
Old. Yeah.
Just stop trying to give
context. And he didn't have AD and Westbrook on his team. All right. That is the great Kendrick Perkins, ladies and gentlemen, who somehow he phrases it in a way that appeals to Key more than the way
that's
Jay
fine.
Does.
As long as I got Key on our side. That's all that matters, Big Perk.
That's a team player right there. Perk will be back in less than an hour. That's at 9:10 a.m. Eastern. That's coming right up.
Help me win some other arguments, Perk.
On the
Come
future
back.
Of the Lakers and Russell Westbrook. Keyshawn J. Thanks, Perk. Keyshawn J. Willimax, presented by Progressive Insurance. Well, one former NFL coach said that should have the rest of the league very concerned.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Or shake it.
Shake it.
Take it or shake it.
Evan, take it or shake it. Take it away.
Yeah, take it or shake it, guys. LeBron's legacy would be impacted if he went and joined Steph Curry with the Warriors and won a title. Key, take it or shake it.
I would say... shake it.
Shake it.
Not at all, though. Yeah, I was a bad shaker for y'all. Look, man, Steph Curry's done enough. I don't understand why that's even a conversation about whether or not.
What about LeBron? It would hurt LeBron's legacy.
It would.
Yeah, take that. Take that.
It would hurt. In a lot of people's minds, it probably would hurt his legacy. There's no question about it. But I think when you think about it and you look at it, he's such a great dynamic player that conversation is going to happen regardless.
Choose a side of the fence, damn it, Key. Choose a side.
LeBron James left the Lakers to go win a championship with Stephen Curry, his arch nemesis in the NBA
Finals. Perk talked you into it, Key. Are you still there?
Multiple times. Not one time. Multiple times. It would definitely hurt his legacy.
It did. He did talk me into it, Max. But at the same time, it's one of those deals where I'm like,
Perk ain't here right now. So
it would hurt him. But at the same time, he's LeBron James. So they're going to do it no matter what.
I am with Perk. I am saying this officially. Put it on the record. Hypothetically, if this were to happen, I join forces with Perk. If LeBron James were to leave the Lakers to go join Steph to try to win a championship, I'm off the GOAT train.
Ready for this?
I'm
off the GOAT train. For this? It would have an impact. It would enhance his legacy in the long run. Because people wind up forgetting the details and all. They start counting rings. And if he got 2-3 chips with Steph and wound up on 6-7 Key, you know, over time, all the details would get lost and they'd be like, he's the greatest of all time.
No, Granger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger is always there to help. Call, click Granger.com or just stop by. Just wanted to get that out of the way. Floor is yours.
People don't forget the details on Kevin Durant. People still hold that against Kevin Durant too.
Yeah, but Kevin Durant, it helped KD Durant. Can't win at a different time. The problem is,
but KD's team will be his own team in Brooklyn. That's his team.
No, what I'm saying
his
is
team. You're telling me LeBron will go then leave towards the last to go join Steph's team.
What I'm saying is KD, it was a weak move to go to the Warriors and have an MVP player join a 73-win team. Like, that proves anything. Of course you're going to win the chip. But my point is this. Now that he's a champion, we think of him differently. He was right about that. All those details, even for people like me, like it's like in boxing, guys. Jay will appreciate this, Key. You have a hot prospect. You match him up against tomato cans, right? Going in, you know it's a mismatch, but you're a human being. When you watch him destroy someone, you are impressed. You can't help it. And when they win championships, it changes the way you think about them.
So here's my thing.
Yeah,
so,
but the thing is, if for LeBron, though, Jay, if LeBron was to go to Golden State, hypothetically, and team up with Steph Curry, I think it would hurt his legacy to a whole nother level. But at the same time, people feel that way about him in the first place anyway because of the bounce around from Cleveland to Miami, back to Cleveland. Now, all of a sudden, he's chasing in L.A., got to get AD to go help him to win one. I understand that, but his age does factor into this, I think, but he's still playing at a high level regardless, and it's Steph Curry's team. It's Steph Curry's team, and they were winning championships without him.
Here's my thing. It's Steph Curry's team. The Lakers are LeBron's team. So let's match it up. KD left OKC because he wanted to go learn what real basketball was about. He went to Golden State. He learned it. He got 2 finals MVPs. He got his world chips. Miami wanted to learn what real basketball is about. He left Cleveland. He went down to Miami, learned from Pat Riley, learned from Mickey Arison, D. Wade to a degree, built his own championship, left, went back to Cleveland, the same thing that KD's trying to do right now in Brooklyn, won a championship. Now he says, I want to create my next dynasty in L.A. You're telling me because it goes bad for a second that he should end his career as a Laker?
Like, I have a different, that's career, one story.
You don't end your career as a GOAT going to somebody else's team
that is
trying
one,
to chase one
Jay,
more. You don't
know that's true.
You don't Key, understand. Jay just told an interesting story that fits the facts, right? That's all we do is tell stories that fit the facts, right? Let me tell you another story that also fits the facts, okay? Because, Jay, I don't know if you understand this, but both things might be true at the same time. Now, LeBron, like, let's take LeBron. LeBron's in Cleveland. They won't get him a single other all-star in Cleveland. Would you trade this guy for Amari Stoudemire either? No. All right, I got to get out of here because you're not getting me what I need. Joins up with his friends, has a blast on South Beach, goes to the finals 4 times, wins 2 chips. I've done that now. I want to go home. These dudes are getting old, too. Kyrie is young. They got all these draft picks. We go get Kevin Love. I want to go home because they got enough juice to win there now. Goes there, does that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then he's like, L.A. You know, I want to be a Laker. I live in L.A. I got a lot of business in L.A. The Lakers are the signature team. Let me go to L.A. Okay, does that. That also. KD. KD, and by the way, if L.A., it runs its course. Our roster isn't good enough. Yeah, that's on me as a GM, but still, it is what it is. I want to go play with Steph. I'm a million years old. KD. Great player. Can't get over the hump. Against the same team LeBron beat in the next series in 16. KD fell short. And by the way, didn't play great late in that game with Westbrook. Neither one did. Goes to the Warriors. They just won 73 games. Any MVP-level player joins that team, they're going to wax everybody, which they did, okay? Now he's got those chips. He hears the criticism like, oh, man, that doesn't prove anything really. But he got those chips and he knows we're going to think of him differently. Now he can go light his own torch, do what he wants to do, mix a super team in Brooklyn. That also fits the facts, Jay. Those things fit the facts.
But listening to you, listening to Perk, listening to Jay, and Perk convincing me that it would, in fact, sting his legacy. When you think about it, what's the first thing people going to start to do, Jay? They're going to start comparing him. Yep. To Michael Jordan all over again to a different level. They're going to say Michael Jordan never did that. They're going to say Magic Johnson never did that. They're going to say Kobe Bryant never did that. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar never did that. They didn't move around, even though at times it was different. At different times, you know, guys bouncing around, it wasn't the same way that it is now. But they don't care about that. All they care about is the end result. Don't tell me about anything but what's at the end. And the end result says you are chasing rings and you have to go get top-notch players to get your rings. Even though Scottie Pippen is one of the top players in the NBA, when they talk about the Chicago Bulls, they talk about Michael Jordan winning them six.
Exactly.
No one ever says Michael Jordan won the six with Scottie Pippen.
And, Key, let me tie it all the way back around. Here is the brilliance of how LeBron James operates. That segment on The Shop comes out the day after the Lakers get eliminated. And for the next couple of days, what are we talking about? LeBron James potentially pairing up with Steph. We're talking about what's going to be. You know what we're not talking about? How abysmal the Lakers season has been. That goes to the mastermind of how LeBron James manipulates the media.
You know what the problem is, though, guys? You're right. They would say that about LeBron, and there'd be truth in it. Jordan didn't do it. I know times have changed, but maybe Jordan wouldn't have done it. LeBron did. Different guys. And maybe that
different
takes credit.
Different era, though. Okay, Max, fine.
But I already acknowledged that. Different era.
Yeah, but you did it in a
but
slick
also,
way.
Well, okay. But I am slick. Okay, now. Now.
You admit it. So, I love it.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. So that's true. Maybe you do take credit away from LeBron there. But no one is perfect. You can take credit away from everyone, including Jordan, for things about them. If we're sitting here trying to think of how someone could be bulletproof, that's a different conversation. No one is. Right? So the question for LeBron is not, does he open himself up to criticism? The question is, is what he could gain greater than what he could lose? And I think there's a good argument that it is. There is more to gain by doing that than what you lose.
Not going because you failed in L.A. Now, all of a sudden, you failed because of your own demise of the situation.
Got a chip in L.A., though.
People are always going to use the bubble, Key.
Huh?
People are always going to use the bubble.
I was going to say, getting a chip in L.A. is cool and all. But in order to get that chip, guess what you did? This is what people are going to say. Me, I'm a Laker fan, so I ain't saying it. I'm accepting my chip. They're going to say, bubble, you needed AD. You got rid of all this young talent that's all of a sudden playing well.
Yeah, you're a superstar. You always do.
But I'm just saying. Then they're going to say, you tried to duplicate it again. It
why are you worried about what
fail.
They're going to say, though?
But
like, who cares what they say?
I'm telling you what they're going to say if you want your
okay,
legacy
well, how about
to stay
this?
Intact.
How about this? LeBron was the Finals MVP with AD, right? Let's say he goes to Steph, wins Finals MVP. They go to a two, they win one, and LeBron's Finals MVP, right? That could easily happen. And now what are people going to say? Oh, you had to go to Steph. Well, why wasn't Steph Finals MVP? LeBron
was
38.
He's in the GOAT conversation.
You took pressure off of Steph and won the MVP. So what? What does that mean? That doesn't mean that it's LeBron's team because he goes to the finals and win the MVP. Winning the MVP in the finals, well, okay, so that's great. Great players win MVPs in finals. Steph Curry hadn't won one. Doesn't diminish his legacy.
KD won two finals MVPs in Golden State, and it's still Steph's team.
Yeah. The Warriors are hoping they can get Steph Curry back, guys. And he can get in the zone tomorrow against the Spurs. Get in the zone, brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Much more Key, J. and Max in less than 2 minutes on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Believe it or not.
Hold up. Huh? Even Ripley is wondering, do you believe it or not?
Believe it or not, what we got.
Yeah, all right, believe it or not. So this was trending on Twitter. It was a guy put a thread together of guys who, like, played with LeBron, maybe, maybe not. So I found a bunch of guys who retired around when LeBron came in, so I want to see how well you guys can do. Let's start with Yuki. Reggie Miller, real or believe it or not, that he played with LeBron?
Not.
Played against LeBron.
Not.
That's There's incorrect. No way. He did play with the Pacers against LeBron. Jay, Horace Grant, believe it or not, he played against.
No, I don't believe it.
Nah.
Believe it. He was with the Lakers, he played against LeBron.
What? What year?
His last year, probably.
Oh, Lakers.
04?
I got 12 minutes off the bench or something like that.
There is a photo.
Yeah.
Max. Del Curry, we're just talking about Steph. You're right.
Not
believe it.
That was easy.
Not really.
Del Curry's like 60.
Del Curry retired in 2002, the year before LeBron came into the league.
Del Curry retired in 02?
Yes, sir.
My rookie year?
Yes, sir.
End of the bench, man.
David Robinson, believe it or not.
Believe it.
Not.
What?
He retired after winning the title in 03.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He won it with Tim Duncan, and then he was out.
Yep.
Damn.
Believe it or not, Penny Hardaway, Max.
Yes, when he was with the Knicks, played against LeBron on the Cavs.
Look at you, diehard Knicks fan, but not a Knicks fan.
Mark Jackson, ESPN's Mark Jackson key, believe it or not, played against LeBron.
Believe.
Yeah, believe it. When he was with the Rockets.
Oh, Rockets.
I didn't know he was with the Rockets either.
Me neither.
Nobody knew he was with the Rockets.
I found that out today. Jay Williams, believe it or not, did you play against LeBron?
No.
Correct.
Shocked.
If he would have said yes, that'd take
even though, even, though, even though that is incorrect, because I played against LeBron when we worked out in Cleveland that dude was in high school,
and that dude
was different.
It says at the top of the sheet, played against LeBron in the NBA, but that's a great story.
When he was in high school and I was in the league, he was busting people's heads.
And I didn't know
it was
Jay Will you were talking about either.
All right.
White chocolate. He different.
Isaiah Thomas, Max.
Isaiah Thomas, which one?
There's only one. I-S-I-A-H. That's how he spelled
not.
It.
Retired
in 04. Jay, Isaiah Thomas, spell I-S-A-I-A-H.
No.
Yes. Real. He played with a bunch of teams.
Oh, I thought he just spelled Zeke's name again.
No.
It's your question.
There you have it. LeBron has had a long career. I mean, some songs just put the pep in your step, man. You can't help it. Look at Key.
You guys can see the Key's doing like a roller skating dance. You would do.
It feels like, though, man.
Jay,
like
you got the roller skates on.
You got your thing going on Venice Beach.
Yo, this is
you got the big
skating.
AirPods on.
Key, roller skating's before Jay's time. Like when that was actually a thing people did. You used to roller skate as a kid?
Oh, I roller skated.
Oh, absolutely. I would go to the skating ring.
Yeah.
It was called World on Wheels out here in Los Angeles. And that was, you know, when you was in high school, And that was kind of like, you know, junior high, high school. That was the thing. Man, where you going, man? I'm going to go World on Wheels, man. I'm about to go to World on Wheels and hang out a little bit.
Come on, Key. Don't let Max play me. I could roller skate backwards and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't any good. Man. But when I was a little kid, I remember when I was a little kid, there was a roller skating rink. became a pool hall later on, either called Tech or LaCue. I forgot which one it was, on like over on Bleecker, I think it was. And we used to go down there like in the late 70s. I remember when the song they sampled for Rapper's Delight, you know, Good Time, when that was, it had just come out, basically. And that song would come on, and all the little kids, I was a little 5 years old, start to roller skate real fast and stuff.
Just bumping into each other like bumper cars. Like,
yeah, exactly, exactly.
Roller skate.
Roller
skate. I wouldn't dare. Man. As a kid, you put on the roller skates, you rent them, I wouldn't touch them now.
Oh, nasty.
I mean, all the feet.
Oh, nasty feet.
Now that you're an adult, you know, you're like, ugh.
Even before the pandemic, I wasn't shaking hands before the pandemic either.
And I was seeing people out there, no socks, just barefoot, man, right here. Oh,
my God.
Hold on, do you remember drinking from water fountains?
Yeah, I still drink from
I had a no sock experience again this week, but I'll tell y'all during the break
Drink from what water fountains?
Water fountains. I drink from water fountains.
You know little kids put their mouth make out
not,
with the water.
Not doing it. Jay, water fountains?
Yeah. I mean, I drink from the water fountain here at ESPN.
No, I don't drink from water fountains.
In
Washington Square Park, there used to be water fountains.
No, that's different.
And little kids would be, and my dad back then even, because he was always like, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm thirsty. He's like, don't forget that.
I've seen somebody picked their dog up before and let him drink out of the water fountain.
It's ridiculous.
Ugh.
Whatever. Disgusting. Whatever it's worth.
Slobbering all over the thing.
Dogs come on. People just gross, man. You know how the world is. Let's go.
So, guys, two more coaches have joined Brian Flores' lawsuit. Okay? Steve Wilks and Ray Horton. Ray Horton claims he had a sham interview when the Titans hired Mike Mularkey in 2016. This, what you're about to hear, is a 2020 interview with Mularkey on Steelers Realm podcast. This is in October of 2020. Mike Mularkey, former Titans head coach.
The ownership there, Amy Adams Strunk and her family came in and told me I was going to be the head coach in 2016 before they went through the Rooney Rule. And so I sat there knowing I was the head coach in 16 as they went through this fake hiring process, knowing a lot of the coaches that they were interviewing, knowing how much they prepared to go through those interviews, knowing that everything they could do and they had no chance of getting that job.
Key, first off, hearing Mularkey talk openly and candidly like that, I'm very appreciative that in 2020, 2 years ago, he openly acknowledged that. But this is the writing's on the wall, man. And, you know, from everything that I hear, that there's going to be more people that are going to come out and start talking about their own individual situations. But for this one in particular, this states it right there that it's all a phony. It's all a fake just to go through the process. When a guy openly states that he's already had the job secured, but yet they're just running protocol in order to save face, this is exactly what Brian Flores and his team have been talking about. This is, and I'm glad that guys like Wilks and Horton have came to the table openly, willingly, to put their name next to Brian Flores to talk about something that you and I and Max, frankly, have known that has existed in this league for a long time.
Well, you know that you've been done wrong and you're Steve Wilks and you're not happy with the situation. And Mike Mularkey, you know how it is, Max and Jay, when something is bad and you know it's not right, you carry that guilt with you for a long time. And I think Mike Mularkey probably felt that way. And now that he's retired and he sees what's going on a consistent basis in the National Football League, given the fact what happened with the New York Giants and how they kind of have Bill Belichick having the conversation via text with Brian Flores and not knowing it's Brian Flores, and all of a sudden Brian Daboll's the head coach of the New York Giants, and this is kind of the backroom sham that's been going on in the National Football League. What has happened to Eric Bieniemy for many years? Is this something that has been going on with Eric Bieniemy? Is this why he doesn't get a job? And you start to think about those sort of things. We as black men that are looking for head coaching jobs in the National Football League are not afforded the same opportunities as our white counterparts. We all know this. It's not a secret. If you think about what has gone on in Arizona with Steve Wilks being fired and Cliff Kingsbury being hired with no prior NFL experience, even though he's done okay, it's still you fire one guy after 16 games to hire a white coach, and then your general manager gets DUIs and things of that nature. You give him an extension in Steve Kimes. It's just all the shenanigans that go on in the NFL is not right.
A lot more leeway really for the white coaches, many more opportunities.
It's crazy, man.
And again, what strikes me about this is people, like, it comes out of personal responsibility, but people were not behaving that way. They paid a lot of money for the teams. They want to do what they want. That's a human nature. We get it. Okay, so let's make an institutional change. Let's try to change the system. We're going to put rules in place. And then their personal choices, they choose to skirt those rules.
I mean, they're going to keep skirting the rules, Max.
Yep.
Well, that ain't nothing. They can put all the damn rules in place. As long as it's their team and they own it, they're going to do what they want to do. And then people are going to say, well, they didn't hire them. It's their team. They just going to go right around
and figure out
a crack to sliver through.
I think there are ways to make the rules more effective. And part of that solution may be giving the rules real teeth. Violation of it. Max, really hurts you.
Max, the rules don't matter because if it ain't in your heart,
yep.
It does not.
That's what I'm saying.
I can do anything.
The worst thing about it is
I can do anything. If it ain't in your heart, it doesn't matter.
What impact did that lawsuit Brian Flores have on Tom Brady's future? That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.